know you're tired of fighting. Don't lose that hope inside. He won't let you go.
WJTL Anthem Lights, all we ever need. Good morning to you and happy Thursday at 7:03.
Make sure you join Christy Lee as she counts down WJTL's top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11 and Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. Our top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
Our very special guest today, our friend Dorothy Smith, is here. She's the creative and artistic director with Promise Players. Good morning again, Dorothy.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
We've been asking our guests about their life verse. Do you have a life verse to share with us this morning?
Yes. I've shortened this for the sake of, of you listeners. But Ephesians 3:17-19. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that it's love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
Mm. Why is that such a special verse to you?
Well, it's to me, it's kind of a blessing on other people that they can grasp just how big and how great God's love for them is. And yeah, it's just a really important message.
And I really see that as being a part of Promise Players and what you do there,
it,
that
it
you're
is.
Spreading the love of God through your creative talents and trying to reach out to others. Tell us about Promise Players.
Promise Players is a Christian theater organization. We fall under Lampeter Church of the Brethren's, one of their...
ministries.
Ministries, yeah. Yes, ministries. But our goal is to present theater in an interesting way, but always to have the core message of the gospel and of the of God's love for us.
And we were talking about some of the folks that you have involved. They've been involved doing your shows for years.
Yes, we have quite a few. There'll be several familiar faces on stage as well as some new ones. But we have Ken Hess, who is an old standby who's been around for years, and Lanny Millett.
Oh, love Lanny. Yeah, you have a great group there.
Yeah.
Now, what's the show this year?
We're doing a show. It's called Muddled Memories, A Bible Journey.
Okay.
And it's actually an original show.
That you, your husband, and your son wrote together, right?
Yes, the three of us wrote it together.
How cool is that? I love that.
Yeah, and it's basically takes Bible stories and seriously muddles something in the middle, as I put it. But we try to stick true to the message behind the story in that, but we put a little twist in there. And
I love that. Tell me a little bit about your writing process, the three of you. How does that work?
Well, basically, I sat down with the concept and wrote the script, and then I had in my head ideas of where I felt music would come in, and so I just kind of wrote the script and gave sort of half of my ideas to my husband and half to my son, and they wrote the music and most of the lyrics, some of the lyrics I wrote.
I love that.
To move, and our music, unlike in some shows where the music is just kind of a tag on to the end of a scene, ours actually moves the plot along.
That's cool. Now you've written quite a bit of the shows over the years that Promise Players has done.
I've directed
several
of them in recent years. I've acted in a number of them over the years, and
that's cool. And when is your show? When is Muddle Memories happening?
It opens on March 20th. And we have performances the 20th to the 23rd and the 27th to the 30th. And that's 7:30 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and 2:30 on Saturday and Sunday afternoons.
So you do matinees for the weekend.
Yeah, so we do 10 shows total.
And folks need tickets ahead of time or make reservations.
They need to make reservations
because
ahead
they go
of time.
Fast.
They do, and we do sell out sometimes, so you definitely need to get your tickets ahead.
PromisePlayers.org is the place. It's happening at Lampeter Church of the Brethren, March 20th through the 23rd, and then 27th through the 30th. All the details are there to get your reservations. And I know every year that you raise funds for a local nonprofit as well. Who are you doing this year?
So this year we are raising funds for the Manheim Community Life Group, Home on Ferdinand.
Yeah, we've had them on as guests too, so that's a wonderful ministry as well. Yes. Check it out online, promiseplayers.org. We're going to talk more with Dorothy coming up in just a bit, so stick around. Music on the way too. Hillsong United is next.